97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This presidency.
Well, there are a lot of things
days.
That contributed to higher energy prices, and there was record oil and gas production.
Yes, Joe Biden did many terrible things to lead to an increase in prices. I agree, Margaret.
No, but all the things you experience at the grocery store are what people touch and feel. That's what you were talking about, bacon on the campaign trail.
Of course. of course.
Those things. When do consumers actually get to touch and feel a difference in their lives?
Well, Margaret, how does bacon get to the grocery store? It comes on trucks that are fueled by diesel fuel. If the diesel's way too expensive, the bacon's going to become more expensive. How do we grow the bacon? Our farmers need energy to produce it. So if we lower energy prices, we are going to see lower prices for consumers, and that is what we're trying to fight for.
Wow. J.D. Vance took Margaret to the train station on Sunday. I don't know if you missed that or not, but that's exactly what happened. He schooled this network news anchor on what's got to happen here, and I loved it. I thought it was a beautiful thing. We have David Holt with us this morning, president of the Consumer Energy Alliance. And David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you on here this morning. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes. I did want to get to the core of what she was talking about there, and that is, you know, America, I've heard this complaint from a lot of people in the media. Well, when are my gas prices going to drop? But it's not really that simple, is it?
Well, you know, your lead-in could not have been better. The vice president was right on point. When the cost of fuel and the cost of energy is higher, the cost of everything is higher. So we've had record high gasoline diesel prices. We've had 32% increase in our electricity prices. And it's really pinching us at the pocketbook. So what the president has done is, you know, declared that emergency, one of his first 300 executive orders. It's been a whirlwind. And really what this emergency declaration does is it says the whole of government, all the secretaries, the Department of Interior and Energy and EPA are now instructed to relieve Americans of the regulatory burden that they've faced for the last 4 years, get the Gulf of Mexico developing oil and gas again, relax permitting for onshore oil and gas development, build pipelines so we can get energy to the communities, build more transmission lines because we clearly need more electricity. Let's lower energy costs, create jobs, remove this tax from the American people. And we have an issue with reliability for electricity. We've got to get ahead of that. AI and these data centers are going to use so much more electricity than we've ever really seen in modern times. I think this emergency declaration really says, okay, we understand we're an AI revolution. We've got to produce more electricity. It's got to come from reliable sources like natural gas. And let's have that conversation around nuclear because we need to add that to the mix.
Yes.
And it really will put the United States on a good footing for strong growth, strong job creation, and making energy more reliable and more affordable.
I love the report, David, that I saw the other day about this freeze on, you know, wind energy. And not you know, I saw a guy arguing out of the state of Texas, well, Texas gets 20% of its energy from wind. And I mean, we've seen the struggle of the Texas energy grid during that bad snowstorm they had last year, the year before. It basically shut itself down. The solar panels wouldn't work. The wind turbines weren't creating enough energy. Some of them froze up and wouldn't work. I mean, people have got to accept the risks of that sort of undependable energy.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and that reliability is the key. And I'm calling you from Houston, Texas this morning. So, you know, I lived that storm, and we were without power for about 49 hours. So it was tough. We're not really prepared for that sort of thing down here. So, you know, what we've done is added a lot of wind and solar to our energy mix, fine in and of itself. But what we failed to do is maintain that reliable, that always available, that peak load, you know, when it's really cold or really hot, that peak load energy. And really now that's natural gas.
Yeah.
So if we're replacing natural gas with renewables, we've created a problem. And I think a lot of state governments and clearly the president has recognized that. Let's get our gigawatts from natural gas. Let's make sure that it's the reliable power. And wind has some economic issues. Offshore wind is really upside down economically. More and more we're understanding that onshore wind is upside down economically. Solar has some applications, but let's make sure that our energy mix, energy diversity is good. States that are passing these draconian mandates are restricting natural gas. They've got to get on board. States like California that keeps having reliability issues. And, you know, and I'll tell you, affordability is a problem. We're all frustrated by high energy prices and what that does to commodity prices. But if we put ourselves as a nation, our states put themselves in a situation where blackouts or brownouts are occurring because of failed energy policies, human lives are at risk in the wintertime. And if my grandfather, who's on a dialysis machine, is at home and he can't get power to the machine for 3 days because of bad energy policy, what do we do? Right? That's the question that when you look at it that way, this emergency declaration makes a lot of sense. We've got to get ahead of that.
I would agree. David Holt, president of the Consumer Energy Alliance, thank you for your input this morning. Good information.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care of yourself down there in the great state of Texas. Good to get him on here. Here's what you need to remember. It's like with inflation. When Joe Biden would look into the camera and claim you that inflation is back down to where it was when he took over, except for the fact that it was up 20-some percent over the 4 years, those prices didn't go down 20%. Energy costs are 30% higher now than they were in 2021 because of the policies of the Biden administration, and it's going to take a little while to get those back down.
Get more at 971talk.com.